Okay, let's begin. Baba Basra, Daf Yud Aleph, and we are on Daf Yud Amabez by the two dots, finishing up now the last few sections of the Staka Gemaras before we get back to issues in Hashutfin. And we are at the two dots by Ifra Hermes. Second time we're having Ifra Hermes. We had earlier, remember, there's a machlokas between Tosfos and Rashi elsewhere, whether Hermes is one of the names of Hashem or whether it is a name of a shade. We discussed it. Maybe it's connected to Apirion Namte. We had that on the last half of Mesechas Bamatzia. But either way, Ifra Hermes, Ema de Shver Malka. So she was the mother of Shver Malka, and she wanted to, though the Persians did not treat the Bnei Yisrael well, she was trying to get some schuyos, as we had earlier, that some Nebuchadnezzar and other kings asked to the Jews, you know, what can I do to somehow lighten the sin load? So what'd she do? She sent Staka to Shadrach Arba Mea Dinri Lekame de Rabbi Ami. She sent 400 dinar to Rabbi Ami to try to, you know, get some schuyos on her side. The Lokab Lidr, Rabbi Ami didn't want to accept it because he didn't want to give her that zechus. Shadrino Kame de Rava. So instead, she sent it to Rava Vekablinu, and Rava accepted it. Misham Shalomalchus. Rava accepted it. Shalomalchus, it would be not good for the relations between the Jews and the non-Jews. So therefore, he accepted it. But Rabbi Ami got upset. Shamar Rabbi Ami Veikpid. He got upset. Omar, he says to Rava, "Les lay, don't you believe in the pasuk in Yeshayahu, b'yavosh kitzira tishavarna, which means when the branches break, then ultimately the whole tree will fall down? Meaning when the zchuyos of the umos ha'olam that hurt us, that torture us, when their zchuyos run out, then they're going to be finished." Right, so don't accept it, right? Because this is just lengthening their rule. B'yavosh kitzira tishavarna, right? The makor of not accepting tztaka from the umos. So nashim bo'os miros osa. The end of the pasuk. If once it's broken, it's that even women, which symbolize even a weak army, miros osa, could come and light it up and destroy it. So don't you hold of that, Rava? And for Rava, what does Rava answer? Mishum shalom malchus. Rava says mishum shalom malchus. That's why I you're right. Maybe I hold of that, but it's shalom malchus. So I don't have a choice. Rabbi Ami Nami. Rabbi Ami Nami Mishum Shalom Alchus. Doesn't Rabbi Ami hold of Shalom Alchus? So why did he accept? Because there was a choice. You could have taken it and given it out to the poor of the Ovdei Kochavim. The source was from Ovdei Kochavim. So give it to the poor of the Ovdei Kochavim. And therefore, that's what Rabbi Ami could have done. So, Lomaisa, why did he get upset then? Right, he says but he still got upset. He understands Shalom Malchus, but he still is upset that there could have been, as the Gemara says, other options. Rava also could have done that, as we just said. Answer: Rabbi Ami deikpid who delosimu kamei. He didn't hear that. That's what Rava was going to do. The story didn't finish, as Rashi says on top. Rabbi Ami delani of the kochavim chulkan Rava, and that's why he was upset. If he would have known that, then it would have been okay. A couple of points to mention on this little piece of Gemara. So the Shulchan Aruch describes, based on this Gemara and others, in the beginning of Simen Reish Nun Dalid, the idea of Meikar Adin not accepting Staka from Umos Ha'olam. All the simanim about Staka are in Yeridaya, there in the third volume. So Reish Nun Dalid Aleph says the Shulchan Aruch, Aser li Yisrael, li tot staka min ha'ovid kochavim b'farhesya. It's aser to take staka. So why is this? There are two reasons given based on the sugyas, based on this Gemara and a Gemara elsewhere. Number one, in certain situations, to not give them the zechuyos, if they are doing the staka in order to buy time for themselves, so to speak. So it's inappropriate to allow them to buy time after what they've done to us. You know, they magia lahem certain nations of the world in history. The other reason given, based on other sources, is chil Hashem. Right? That's what the Taz says right here. Three words. Also, Yisrael mipshum chil Hashem. What's the chil Hashem? That they see that we need them. That they see that we're not self-sufficient. That they think of us as leeches. Whatever the formulation is, that's the shulchan. But if you don't have a choice, you need it. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter, because then that wouldn't be a chil Hashem l'chora, because that would be they would understand that we need it. It's not that we're doing something that is would create a chil Hashem. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan here discusses this also. And again, there are many kulas as we mentioned. Says the Aruch HaShulchan here in the beginning of that siman, after he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, chilek between Beferhesia and Bitsina. He quotes our Gemara. Aser Yisrael Litol Sagu Radek Lachad Beferhesia Bebrechil Hashem. Ube Gemara Ba'avasra Darshu Zemikra. Divivosh Kitzirati Shavarna. Ulefizeh Gam Bitsina Aser. According to our Gemara, it's not a Chil Hashem reason. It's the Schuyos reason. So it will be Aser even Bitsina. Umikom Makom. If you can't live without it. So he said, it is okay. And then the Aruch HaShulchan says, V'tai Moshal Davar Nir Ali. Dibbe'emes Ein Zemigeder Chil Hashem Klau. It's not really mamish chil Hashem, like other cases of chil Hashem, where a Jew does something so disgusting that the non-Jew or even other Jews would look, and it would be the opposite of shem shemayim misahiv al yadcha, right? The opposite of a chil Hashem. It's not really that. Ela she'ein ze kavod she'itztarchu litzdaka shel acherim. It's just a lack of kavod. Of Kiddush Hashem, but it's not really a Chil Hashem. V'gam adrasha shabi yivosh kitzira b'gemara asmachta b'almahu. It's not really mamish adrasha gemura, says the Aruch HaShulchan. V'lachein b'makam echra gomor b'ein breyre mutter. That's why you have kulas. V'yesh b'shiros al-chalik b'ein yachid l'rabim to yachid mutter. He quotes the drisha v'ein svar klal l'chalik b'zeh. So he quotes, and then he says, but... You know, there are many of us out there, says the Aruch HaShulchan in Nevardik 120 years ago, says, but the minhag olam is to be mekel. The minhag olam is to take it. He says, ve'en l'tamua, amashenagu l'kabe below shum pikpuk. If we take it, why? Devada kivan shahadochik rav mutter. If you really need it, if there's an organization that's trying to build and they, what about money from a non-Jewish government? You know, the minhag olam in Chutz La'aretz is to take money. Right? What is that? Because you could say there's no Chil Hashem element there. They're not looking to get schuyos. That's just part. And they give Jew and non-Jew alike. That might not even be considered. Again, there are various kulas. V'od, Shahar Rambam, Shekasa, Perak Yud, and Memlachim Din Yud. The Rambam, when the Rambam writes this, he writes, Ben Noach. He's mechalik between a Ben Noach and a Goy. Ben Noach, Sharatza Lassos, Mitzvah, Mishar, Mitzvah, Zatorg, Dilakabal Schar. We've read this Rambam before. Ben Noach that wants to do any other mitzvah besides Shabbos and Torah. Any other mitzvah. Ein monen oso lasoso kilchasa. We don't prevent him from doing it. Vimhevi ola, mikabla mimenu. If he wants to bring even a carbon ola. Nosan vitstaka, mikabla mimenu. Vyir elisha nosan osal ania Yisrael. A Ben Noach that gives staka, you can give it to an ania Yisrael. Hoil v'hunizon mi Yisrael umutzuv alachyoso avol goy not dot 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 umari bezman abayis ushakiva olav shol labor avodas kochavim v'gam arta parnasa zemizev ein beinenu ovdei kochavim. Maybe it only applies to idolaters based on our pasuk. So number one, maybe it only applies to idolaters. Maybe number two, maybe it's only usher if it's being done dafka to loosen their chatas load. Number three, maybe it's only usher if it's only to Jews. But if somebody gives to Jews and non-Jews alike, it's also mutter, because that's not dafka chil Hashem. Number four, if it's dochi gamur and you can't live properly in whatever project you're trying to do. So there are many different kulas that we have. The Shulchan Aruch does add, though, that staka to a shul might be even more mekel. Says the Shulchan Aruch in the next, the Rama. The Rama says in the next piece, the kolzer kizadavka kishosim os litztaka. Aval menadvin davar lebeis hakneses mekabla mehem. But to a beis hakneses, then it is accepted. Why? Says the Shach, v'atam mishum davi kamo karbon. Shem mekablim karbonos min ovdei kochavim. We know we accept, and he quotes the Hagos Hashri on our sugya. Tama darve b'nei shatztaka mechaperes. Alkenei mekabla mehen aval darme nedavis ein bar mechaper. If it's a neder and a dava, it's not bringing over this kapara. So this is a sugya about accepting a staka from the non-Jewish sources, but there are many kulas that are described. Again, a lot of it might be how it's formulated. If it's so public and everybody knows that it's the Christian friends of whatever giving to, so then you have to see in the context based on how it looks and look into the sukya. Rabbi Chanan also has a ha'ara here based on the Aruch HaShulchan assumed for sure it was at most a din d'rabbanan, at most. A dindra abanan. It might even be in its formulation a nihug tov, based on the reasons. But says Rav Elchanan, if you take the drasha seriously, of based on the pasuk, or even if you say it's even more than that, then this is, Gemara is also emphasizing the power of Shalom Malchus. How much could Shalom Malchus overcome? Says Rav Elchanan. He says, "Inema dehabivo shkitzira tishavarna hu iser daoraisa yehemuchach mikanda Shalom Malchus doche iser daoraisa." But he says that Pasha is not the case. Pasha's the case is that most it's Divrei Kabbalah. As we know, it's based on a Pasuk in Navi. Unless you say it's also included maybe in Lo Sachanim or other Isurim. But either way, that is the Rav Elchanan. This Gemara also reflects the strength of Shalom Malchus. Back to the Gemara on top now, on the Lo Simuhu Kamei, Rashi says that, so what happened here? He gave it to Aniye Ovdei Kochavim. Is that what Ifras Hermes wanted? Did Ifras Hermes want Rava to give it to non-Jewish Aniyim? That's what Rashi discusses on top. Is this a little Gnevas Das? If they want to give it to A, and I give it to B. Vahanach, the Amran La'el, the Shidra Nami, for Hermes, the Mitzvah, the Rabbah, Mishim, Shalom, Malchus, Nami, Velasha, the Chalkam, Leila, Aniyov, the Chachavim, the Usser, Lignov, Das, Avrios, Rashi quotes, the Isser of Genevis Das applies even to Das, of the Chachavim. So what about here? He says, Ma'os, Hamis, Chalkos, La'aniyim, Ein, Genevis Das. The Inu Nami Yadi, She Yisrael, Regilim, Lafarnes, Aniyov, the Chachavim. When a Jew gets money, the of people giving the money, the misnadvim know that it goes to all different sources, and Jews support non-Jewish causes, also non-Jewish aniyim, and therefore it wouldn't be Gnevas Das. If Dafka, it would be earmarked for a certain source, and it might be Gnevas Das. In that case, that we would have to tell the donors, like in any case, when an organization gets money, you might have to tell the sources. Again, this is a big sugya. Interesting tshuva. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva in Chelek Tezvav, Simen Lamed Gimel. There was a non-Jewish volunteer that came to work in Shaarei Tzedek Hospital. So is that okay? Not just giving money, giving of time, giving of effort, just having non-Jewish volunteers. To have a non-Jewish worker, fine. There are many non-Jewish workers. But what about a non-Jewish volunteer? Shenoda, you found out Shehilo Yehudit. Right, it says, Baba Basra Daf Yud. Does that apply here? So the Tzitz Eliezer says for 10 different reasons, it's mutter. Mutter, no problem. That's not called accepting stucca. You don't have to look for other tzadi lahakel that they're not really over the avodah zara, right? Which is the shita of some. No, there are many. He says maybe it's a governmental gift doesn't have, and this type of hisnadvus is like a governmental gift. And then he says there's no chil Hashem involved because they're not coming here to be mevazeh. They're coming here to help. They're coming here to do good. They're coming here to get training. Whatever it is, so therefore it totally doesn't apply in this case. And Lamaisa, it's not even volunteering, because when somebody volunteers, the hospital still has to give them board and give them food and give them other benefits. So it's not even for free. It's not even a stucca. It's not even so, right? The hospital just giving them ubizmanenu biyamenu v'kan v'artzenu akadosha nosim lahem pieser v'ulai pimeya v'yoser siyua su'udos refuos bisnadvus v'mashakori shenosim heimlanu v'umenam v'fersamos shein sarichin l'raya. So volunteering from the non-Jew would be 100% fine and no problem. Okay, says the Gemara Tanya. Amra Allah al Binyamin Atzadik. Binyamin Atzadik. He was one of the tzedaka collectors, right? The Gabon, like we had said yesterday. It's got to be like a Rechinim and Shravion. It's got to be a tzaddik like him. So, one time, a woman came to him in a famine year. Amrlo Rebbe Parnaseini. She says, Rebbe, I need some money. Please, be mefarnes me. Amrlo ha'avoda, I swear. She'ein b'kubah shel tzedaka klum. It's empty. I don't have anything in the kubah shel tzedaka. What do you want from me? Amrlo Rebbe, im ein atah mefarnaseini. She says, Rebbe, if you're not mefarnes me, hare isha v'shiva baneha, Mason, me and my 7 children are going to die. We need staka right now. He took out of his own pocket. He was going to give from the staka box. He didn't realize how serious it was. But once he hears this woman saying, her 7 children are going to die, then he took out. Later on in life, he, this Gabbai staka, got sick. Amru baruchu. How do we know the story? Good question. Maybe he had a vision afterwards. The Malachim came to Hashem. Ribono shel Olam, Ata Marta, you said, Kol HaMekayim Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael, Kilukiyim Olam Malay. Right, we learned the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. If you're Mekayim Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael, so it says, if you're Mekayim a full an Olam Malay, Ubinyamin Atzadik Shech Yeisha V'Shiva Baneha, Yamus Bishanim Muatas Halalu. This is the tzchar that he's going to get. Imagine, look what he did. Unbelievable. Miyad Karlo Gzardino. They tore up the Gzardin. He lived longer. Tana Hosifilo Esrim Vishtaim Shana Al Shnosa. They gave him an extra 22 years. Extra 22 years he lived because of this act of staka of supporting a fellow Jew. Why Dafka 22 years? Is there a importance for 22 years? So obviously that was the Yom Machadim. So when you have When it says Yamim, you don't know, it's 22 years, but there is a Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon writes, in the Kol Elio, it's quoted. Again, all the Svarim that we have from the Gron, Chumash, are from his Talmidim. But the Vilna Gaon quotes on, in Parshas Re'eh, right, that's where the Tztaka Sugyas are. So he asks this question, he says, why Dafka 22 years? He says, the Gemara in Sota says that, start with our Gemara. So our Gemara said he had a Schus. He had a Schus because of this, and therefore it was extended. How long is a Schus? So remember that Gemara, by the Ish Sota, the Mishnah and Daf Chav, Im Yesh La Schus, Schus Tola. What is, how much is the Schus? There's a Machlokas. We all like the Chachamim, 3 months. The schus is tola for 3 months. So, the Gemara says, also, we had it on, yes, 2 days ago's daf, that if you give a pruta la'ani, you get 6 brachas. And some say, if you're mefaisa, you get 11 brachas. Right, based on the psukim in Navi. So it says the Gra, you work out 11 brachos for each person that you give staka for, and it's for 3 months. So 11 brachas times 3, that's 33 months. 11 brachas for 3 months each. So altogether, there are, the months that you would get a zchus for, if you give staka to one person, would be 33 months. Because it's 11 brachos times 3. And here there were 8 nefashos. So 11, that's the 7 plus the mother. So 11 times 3 times 8 is 264 months, which is exactly 22 years. So, it says the Vilna Gaon, that's how you get 22, because you do, again, you gotta put the Mishnah in Sota, together with our Gemara, together with the Gemara that we did 2 days ago, again, you get 11 brachas, and the Schus is for 3 months, so that's 11 times 3, times the 8 nefashos, that equals 22 years. There's also an interesting discussion in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and our Gemara. Our Girsa has, Kol HaMakayim Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael Ki'ilu Kiyem Olam Aleh. If you look in the Margolius Hayam on Sanhedrin, where this comes up, he points out that in the Duke Sofrim and various other versions, it doesn't say the word Yisrael. It just says Kol HaMakayim Nefesh Achas. It doesn't say Yisrael. Right, so that's the Shaila. If it's Makayim Nefesh Achas, is it considered even from anyone who has Tzelem Elokim? Not Dafka Yisrael. And he says, if you look in the Rambam, depending on which Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, what he talks about, Kolam Ma'abed, if somebody kills, Kolam Ma'abed Nefesh Achas, Min Ha'olam. The Kolam Makayim Nefesh Achas, Ba'olam. The Rambam does not have the word Yisrael. When he quotes that Mishnah in Sanhedrin, this Gemara does not have the word Yisrael. And he quotes, if you look in the Zohar in Vayigash, he quotes all of these sources. The Magal Sayam is a classic sefer. You can't learn Sanhedrin without it. Says the Zohar in Vayigash, Kol man de mekayim nafsha ba'alma, zochile chayim. Fine. But if you look in other Rambams, it's not so clear. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Rotseach, he quotes Mi Yisrael. And you look in Hilchas Ishus, Afagav dekiyim ada mitzvahs puravu, hariyu mitzuvah midivrei sofrim, shol yivato milifros velirbos, kolz manchi ishbo koach. Kolz hamosef nefesh achas Mi Yisrael, kilu bana haolam. And that's Dafka Yisrael, when he's talking about puravu and lashavas. So he says, v'ulai yesh l'chalik bein hosafas nefesh, Levain kiyum kol nefesh. Creation, meaning having a child, or saving a life. Maybe the difference, having a child is a special din of bringing a Jew into the world. But saving a life, according to the Rambam, he doesn't have Yisrael. It's saving any life. Maybe he can be Michalik, but either way, that's an interesting discussion. Our Girsa, again, has Yisrael here, but the Margolius Hayam there points out, Sanhedrin Lamed Zion, that other Girsos of our Gemara and that Mishnah, doesn't have it. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa bin Munbaz Hamelech. Who is Munbaz? So Rashi here says, Bina shel Hilni Hamalka Mizera HaChashmonaim. He was a son of Hilni Hamalka. There are stories in Shas about Hilni Hamalka, descendant of the Chashmonaim. We saw a couple of days ago, right? The last of the Chashmonaim dynasty. She jumped off the roof. Nobody else is from the Chashmonaim. So Maisa bin Munbaz Hamelech. If you look in Josephus, I don't know Josephus. I don't look in Josephus too much. But the Marsha here quotes Josephus. Marsha says that if you look in Josephus, no, I don't think Munbiz is from there. I think Munbiz comes from Gerim. Comes from Gerim, which means they didn't come from the Chashmonaim. Okay, Machlokas. Maisa b'Munbiz HaMelech Shebizbeis Otsrosa v'Otsrosa v'Osa b'Shnei Batzores. Munbiz, he gave out tons of staka. Right, Bizbez, Osrosav, the treasure house, and the treasure house of his forefathers, Bishnei Batzores, in a famine year. Mefarshim, I have a vazvez, Yosef Michomesh. You're not allowed to give more. There's a certain amount that you're allowed to give for tztaka. So, A, some say, but if somebody is an usher muflag, then they're allowed to. If it doesn't make a dent, if somebody has $5 billion and they give $4 billion, it's still not going to make a dent, right? Even though that's more than a chomesh, number one. Number two, added point, it could be both, and that is when it comes to a melech. When it comes to a melech, also, the Ian Yaakov here says that it doesn't apply to a melech, and because there's no worry. Oh, melech is allowed to give more. If you look in the Avas Chesed, the Chavetz Chaim, when he talks all about halachas of tzaka, and again, a lot of the mitzvahs, ben adam l'chaveiro, are discussed here. We spoke, if you remember, at the end of a mitzvah about paying one's workers on time. But if you look in Chelek Bey, Simen Chaf, Os, Aleph, so there, the Chavetz Chaim writes, talking about this mitzvah of Hamavazbe stuck up, Isa Beksubis. He quotes the Takanas Usha, Ksubis Dafnun. Hiskinu Chachamenu Zechron Lavrach, Hamavazbe Zayavazbe Yosef Michomesh. Shema Yitztarech Labrios. Right? What's the whole reason of not giving too much staka? Because then you might end up needing staka, and that's not the purpose of staka, for you to make yourself into somebody needy. Imlo, Mishu Asher Muflag. Mashma Baposkim, Da'alav Lo Haisa Takana. It's mashma that an Asher Muflag, the Takana doesn't apply. V'chein, and then the Mefarshim says, it's the same thing with the Melech, because he has all the Otros. V'chein, the Avas Chesed adds, Lavazes Kodemoso. Also, before a person dies, they're also allowed to give more than a Chomesh. De'bazel, O'shayach, Shemi Yitzarech Labrios. Gamkein, Mutu Lavazes Harbe. Unless you might say it's for the children. You can't give away the whole Yerusha to make your children into Aniyim. Again, that's depends on the situation. And then he quotes, in the next Siv Dalid, the Da'od. We've quoted this based on a Shidim Kubetzas and Ksub is there. To call Ikara Takana Hu L'Stam Staka. Avala Hachzokas HaTorah Mitzadei the Shidim Kubetzas, he quotes from Daf Nun, to Lo Shayich Zeh Klau. To be Mechazek Torah institutions and Torah learnings is maybe that also doesn't apply. Hamavazbez doesn't apply. V'chein B'din. Acharei She'yavur She'avur Zeh Yish Lo Chelek B'Schar Taraso. Because if I give, then I have a chelek. It's not like I'm just, you know, giving somebody tzedakah and then they're doing whatever they want. If I support learning, I get a chelik of that learning. K'moshe matzinu b'yisachar u'zvulin. Sh'sevet zvulin ha'yamachzik l'shevet yisachar v'yanotel chelik b'schar taraso. Like it says in the Medrash, Parshas Naso, lama zacha zvulon l'hakrif shlishi l'anasiyim, l'fisha chibe v'satora, v'hir chiv yadav l'fazer mamonu l'yisachar, k'desh l'yitztarech shevet yisachar l'parnasa, v'yispatam ilasak b'tor. Remember, there was a portion, a minority. Right, Yisachar was the one shevet that maybe Levi also. But either way, this was the Avas Chesed. He talks about the Shutfis Gemura between Yisachar and Zvolan. Then he says, "V'la'fuke ba'avonaseinu arabim ve'anhagas eiza chasrei mada shachzaka hi bebizayon ubetzimtzum gadol upon him zoafos." People who give to institutions, they give it angrily. They don't want to give it. Ubemidash on the modeid by yimdu v'chulu. Anyway, so that's what the an exception to the rule. Mun bezamelech gave extra. He emptied out the storage houses in a famine year. V'chavro lavecha v'beis aviv, and the whole family got upset at him. V'yamrlo, they said, avozecha gunzu v'osifu al shel avosam. Your forefathers spent so much time gathering and filling up the storage houses. V'yatam ivaz bezam, and you're scattering them. So Amar lahem answers Munbaz. Answers Munbaz, something that we have to take with us, right? Whether he was a ger, whether he was erech hashmonai, either way, Amar lahem, he says four or five comments. My forefathers, they collected assets in this world, lamata. But my giving is collecting lamala. The more that I'm giving, I'm getting. The tzedakah that I'm giving is coming from shamayim. My forefathers gathered and hid it in a place where Yacholetisbo. There could be, it's danger, it's maybe could be stolen. The coins could rot. The aniganasti b'makom she'in hayacholetisbo. And I put it in a place, my tzedakah, my zechuyos for tzedakah are in a place where it'll never go bad. Shenemar tzedek u'mishpat mechon kisacha. Number three. Avos ayganzu davar she'in osaperus. V'aniganasti davar she'osaperus. They collected. And if you put it in the storage bank, it doesn't make money, right? It's just in the bank. It's not invested. I invested. I took the money and I invested. Davar she'osa peiros. Shenemar imrul tzadik kitov ki pri ma'al aleihem yochelu. And finally, four. Avosai ganzu otzaras mamon. Vani ganasti otzaras nefashos. They got the money, but I got nefashos. I supported people. Shenema pri tzadik eitz chayim v'lokeach nefashos chacham. And finally, avosai gonzu la'acherim b'ani ganasi la'atzmi. My forefathers, they got money. They think it was for themselves, but it wasn't. It was for others. Because lo b'moso yikach hakol, lo yeir achar av kodo. It's not for them. But my giving away money was really collecting for me. Ani ganasi la'atzmi. Shenemar ulachati yetztaka. Oh, I'm sorry, there's one more. Avosai gonzu lo'olam hazeh, v'ani ganasi lo'olam haba. Shenemar v'alach lefonecha tzidkecha, kvod Hashem yasfeka. So he gives them a couple of words of advice, how giving is much greater than receiving. If you look in the Beis Halevi in Parshas Truma, he discusses this Gemara as well. Again, we mentioned the drasha of the Beis Halevi about the Lashma element of tzedakah, but the Beis Halevi also in the first piece in Truma where he talks about the Lashon of the Yikhu Li Truma. So he talks about that by giving Truma, we take for ourselves the Yikhu Li Truma when we're misnadev to the Mishkan. That's not giving, that is getting. And he says, V'di'ikr masha yishlo l'ha'adam b'mamono hu masha no sein l'tzdaka. The more we give, the more we get. T'gami sheyishlo mamon harbe, eina mamon shalo, raka mamon munach etzlo. Right? We are treasurers, it's not ours. V'dome mamish l'chaticha gedol l'harbe shel tzuker. Hamunach ba'argaz sagur. He gives a mashal. He says, you have a large piece of sugar. Large sugar cube. And v'zvuv echad gamkein v'teva. And there's a little bug in there. V'holei chalav. V'gam ochamimen. And the little bug is eating some of the sugar. K'mo sheyirtze hayuchal hazvuv lehispa'er shehu ashir v'yesh lo harbe. Is the bug in it? Look, good, look how much sugar I have. Look at this huge piece of sugar. Acharei ki gam hu sagur v'gam de'ein b'kocho l'tlo kulo l'atzmo. This bug is never going to be able to eat all the sugar. He's stuck in there with this sugar. So what is he getting proud of? Kein ha'ashiris l'gabe ha'adam. Hu rak munach etzlo. V'lo she'im shalom. We're like stuck in the bag with the money. Right? We're here. Like, what are we proud of? Hashem gives it to us, and we need to use it properly. V'rak asach she'nosim l'tztaka hu shalom mamish. V'zeo shalom munbaz. B'babasar daf yod aleph. That's what munbaz teaches us. Right? Teach us the real things that stay with us are what we give away. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, back to b'babasra. We're back to sugyas of partnership. So if you remember, we discussed the Mishnah, when is a person obligated in a communal responsibility? So we mentioned on Daf Zayin and Beis, if he lives there for a certain amount of time, but the Mishnah said if he buys a house, he buys a Beis Dira, then he's ka'anshe ha'ir miyad. Then he is vade like an anshe ha'ir, and we mentioned then the Rishonim that have a machlokes. Is that dafka buying, or does that mean owning? Meaning, what if I'm given as a present? I'm given a house as a present, or I yarshin a house. There, I wasn't megala with my action that I plan to stay. I didn't do anything. It's memela, became mine. So that's a machlokes in the Rishonim. So v'im karna ba beis dira hariyu kanshi ha'ir masdisin d'lo k'reb shimon gamliel d'tan yir shimon gamliel omer im karna ba karka kol shehu hariyu kanshi ha'ir. The Brisa says that if you buy a little piece of land, not even a house, a little piece of land, that's good enough to be kanshi ha'ir. So the Mishnah is against Rashbag. V'yatan yir shimon gamliel omer im karna sham karka haru'uya lebeis dira hariyu kanshi ha'ir. A different Brisa says you got to buy a piece of land that's bigger, right, enough to build a house on. So now, not only do we have a machlokes, but now we have a contradiction. What did Rav Shimon Gamliel say? So answer, trei tanoim aliba de Rav Shimon Gamliel. Machlokes tanoim. Machlokes within the dais of Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Rama writes in Choshe Mishpat in Kufsam Gimel that if somebody gets stuck in a community, he's ne'enas. But it wasn't that he was planning to stay there, that he might not, he's not subject to the responsibility. It's not like he made a choice. If he was Anas, let's say he, especially in the days of old, and he couldn't travel, and the bridge was out, or Parnassa-wise, he wasn't planning to stay here a certain amount of time. So then he's not Mechuyev to be Mishtatef. But again, there are many tshuvas throughout history about the communal responsibilities. Just to give one example, and then we'll get to the Mishnah. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Choshe Mishpat in Chelek Aleph. Chelek Aleph, from 1959. He talks about the Munsi Mikvah. Be'im yesh l'manzi din ir miyuchad ve'od pratim b'chiyuvei ha'ir b'mashakofen ze'alzeh. The story was that they wanted to build a mikveh in a new part of town, and the old-timers were saying, no, it's good enough to be go to the old mikveh, so what, that it's a mile away, v'chulu. And he talks about how do you determine, especially a city like Munsi, where things are so spread out. It's not like people are living on top of each other. There's a lot of land. So what do you go by the city limits? And Kofen Zelzeh to be able to perform functions. He says, V'im Kain, So a long tshuva, but it came barer. Sha'an she'im mansi she'nechshvu l'kol haroim she'im yosir she'yachim zeh l'zeh. Mila ayarot acherot asmuchot. Nechshvu l'ir b'fnei atzma. V'kofin zeh l'zeh. Av ha'miyut esaro l'chol tzarchi ya'ir. She'bichlal zehu gam beis ha'knesses v'likro sefer Torah. U'l'achr ezarchim. U'kis shal tzaka. Right? There's mutual responsibility. Again, in the days of 1959, where there were less shuls than there are now. V'kol shekein lasos mikvah she'adif mi beis haknesses v'chein kol tzarchei ha'ir. Ramosh has another tshuva also. Why a mikvah is even a higher there's a choice. What to do first? You do the mikvah. V'ein yachol shum adam litchos v'lomar shu shayach layar azu olazu. No, I'm in this county. I pay taxes in this district. No. Mikivat shadar b'monsi, bal karcho tzarech litein, umotziyin zeh gam b'dayanim, umemela ein l'shum adam l'tchos, sheyesh lo mitzvos, vat stakos acheros litein, kizehu michiyuvei dinimamon shekodim l'tstakos. And then he says, ubedvar tainas ha'omrim she'ein tzarech l'mikva, hol v'yeh shtey mikvos b'yoros ha'smuchos. Right? He says, v'av sheyesh malach shnei milin, hu betoch ha'tchum, it's within the tchum. There's cold nights. He says, depends who the majority is. I didn't see a bakar, ubas. So if the majority doesn't think that's a big deal, so then one doesn't have to. But if the rove wants it, and you have to force. And then he gets into if they don't like the rabbis on that mikvah, that's not a taina he gets into. Okay, anyway, that's what he continues here, and he says at the end, he says, "Vade b'dvarim shenanim izeh kamo mikva yesh l'chayvam kifi erech ha'anah sheyir lahem b'sharim sheyusham." He talks about bnei hayeshiva that happened to live there. Okay, weiter. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah, "Ein chol kenes achatzer ad sheyah arba amos lazeh v'arba amos lazeh." Getting back to chalukos, so we don't split up a chatzer unless there is enough space for each one of them. There's four amos to each one. Arba amos lazeh or arba amos lazeh. We will see this means not just four amos and four amos, but as we'll see, it's a little extra as the Gemara is going to say. Velo es hasadeh achihe bo tisha kavin lazeh, v'tisha kavin lazeh. And a field is not split up unless there's nine kav for each. Again, that's the amount that's assumed to be considered a useful field. Rebbe Yehuda omer achihe bo half of that. Tishas chatzi kavin lazeh, v'tishas chatzi kavin lazeh. Okay, they're different amounts. Tosva says, afa gavde b'choldu mikri sadeh, even though, according to Torah law, even a much smaller amount is called a sadeh, but lemaisa ain't no chashuv l'tzrach v'lachrish v'lizra b'pachas v'tesh kavin. But lemaisa it's not useful. Meaning, Tosis is mechalik between Lashon HaTorah and Lashon B'nei Adam. Lashon HaTorah, you might have a sadeh, it's called a sadeh even less. But lemaisa, is it plantable? Is it plowable? Can you use it? And that's what's determinant in this factor. You don't go by Din Torah. You go by Lashon B'nei Adam, and not Lashon B'nei Adam, you go by Hisnagus B'nei Adam. And if it's not usable, lemaisa, so therefore, you don't split it up. Meloas agina in a vegetable garden is not split up. Achiyeh b'chati kav lazeh, b'chati kav lazeh. Rebbe Kiva or Beis Rova. Okay, a different shear. Velo es ha-troklin, you don't split up the big palace. Velo es ha-murin, another, it's a hall. Velo es ha-shovach, chicken coop. Velo es ha-talis, velo es ha-merchat, velo es beis ha-bad, velo es beis ha-shlachin. Achiyeh b'an k'dei lazeh, k'dei lazeh. You don't split any of these unless there's enough. What's enough? Whatever people determine is enough. Beis HaShlachin is something that has to be irrigated from the well, right? It's not enough for the rain to come. So the Chashuk Yechemet discusses, what if two sons yarshin the talis from their father? They don't know who should take it, so they each want to take a part of it. They let us split it up. So, yeah, well, you're not going to use it? You're just going to put it into Sheamus? That's a serious shayla. Maybe you split it. Once you use it on Rosh Hashanah, once you use it on Yom Kippur. Ze'aklal. But says the Mishnah, kol sheyi chalik ushmo alav, cholken and cholken. If you can split it up and it still has the shame on it for use, so then you can split it up. Ve'amav ain't cholken. But if you would split it up, it will lose it. So then you don't split it up. Emasai, when does all of this apply? Bizman she'ein shnei amrotzim. That's if they both don't, not both of them want, So one of them, so then these are the rules, these are the minimums. Avol bizman, shneim rotzin, afel apachdu kan yachloku. If they both agree, they can do whatever they want. If you think it's split up even a smaller amount. What's the chiddush of that? It's obvious. The Gemara said elsewhere, right earlier, the next line is the chiddush. Uf kisvei hakodesh, but if somebody has kisvei hakodesh, which in the days of old, when there were kisvei hakodesh written all together, Rashi quotes, you might have a Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, all written on one scroll, and now you want to split it up. You want to take the Torah, I'll take the Nevi'im. No. Aval bishneim rotzim, lo yachloku. You can't split it up, you don't split up that. Why? Rashi says, here, because it is a gnai. Gnai hadavar lachatchan. Once you have a kisvei hakodesh, it is a gnai to split it up, right? Even if you split it up in a way that you want to learn this and I want to learn that, still it's not appropriate to split up kisvei hakodesh, right? That's what the Mefarshim explain. Viter says the Gemara, Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Right, also, this separate from the issue, not here, but right, the level of Kedusha. Right, if one has a Tanakh, and then I split it up, am I being morative for Kedusha? We know Torah has the highest level of Kedusha. So now I still have the Torah, but now the Ksuvim that used to be connected to the Torah, maybe I have just been morid that Kedusha. Is that also an element, the Mefarshim explain? Or is it just a Gnai, and halachically there's no problem besides the Gnai? That's something to think about. Maybe later if there's time, we'll get into the levels of Tanakh as well. Amar Avasi, Amar Yochanan, Arba Abosha, Amru, Chutz Mishel Psachim. So the four Amos that was mentioned in the Mishnah, they each have that four Amos. That means besides the Psachim, besides the area in front of the house that is left for people to unload when they bring in the bundles, right? Rashi, the first Rashi. Chutz Mishel Psachim, Chatzer Shel Shneim, Shnei Batim Psuchim L'Tocha, Ulefnei HaPesach Arba Amos Sarach Habayis, Hein L'Farek Masa'o Me'al Chamoro, V'Chutz Midalet Amos Sarach Shehei Arba Amos L'Shar Tashmishin. Right? Everybody gets four Amos in front of their own doorway to load and unload, and then they need four amos besides that. That's what it means in our Mishnah, dalan amos lazeh, v'dalan amos lazeh. Tani nami hachi, the Braisa also says, in chokan ha-zachatzer ha-shei'i ba-shmona amos lazeh, shmona amos lazeh. One second, there's a Braisa that says eight. V'anantanan arba amos lazeh, arba amos lazeh. What do you mean eight? There's four. El shmamina, kidrav asi shmamina. What's exactly the point? Eight is all together. After you have the four in front of your door, and the four outside. V'ika derami lu mirma, and some ask it as a contradiction, and then give the answer. Tznan ein chokan asachatzer sheheba arba amos lazeh v'arba amos lazeh. Our Mishnah says four. V'atanya shmona amos lazeh shmona amos lazeh. Amar vasi amar biyochanan arba amos shamru chutz mishel psachim. That's what you do. Fine. Oh, we will learn a little bit later. It's not that I'm allowed to build a wall around those four amos in front of my door. It's not like it's my property, mamish. Those four amos, but I have usage. I have ability to use that. The Rashba has a lashon here. It's not mamish a kinyan haguf. It's what we would call a kinyan shtamshus, right? It's similar, not exactly, but similar to we saw kinyan she'ela and kinyan schirus, right? If you don't say that, that's like a mechira liyome. So you have a kinyan of shtamshus. That's the Rashba's lashon here. V'yesh mei rabosai, he quotes the Ramban. V'yesh mei rabosai she'amru da'arba amo shel pirik masa ein k'nuyos kinyan gamur ela shehein miyuchados l'kol echa l'pirik maso v'chaveru gamkein mishtamish ben le'itin. Sometimes your friend might also use those four amos as he's passing through. It's not mamish, you are four, like Rishus HaYachid. No, it's like a kinyan ishtamshus, and therefore, and that's what we're going to see, you can't build a wall around it. Vayter. Amar afuna. Says Rafuna, when we split up the chatzer, chatzer miskalekas l'vi psachel. Rafuna says the more doorways you have going from your house into the chatzer, you get more space. For Rav Chisda Amar, no. Nosin arba amos l'chol pesach u'pesach. Every doorway gets four amos. V'ashar chokim b'shav. And the rest you split up equally. You don't say more doorways gives more authority. Tani kavasi the Rav Chisda. The price that supports Rav Chisda that you split it equally. Psachim sheb chatzer yishlein arba amos. Hay lazeh pesach echad l'shnei psachim. Zesh yishlein pesach echad notel arba amos. Zesh yishlein shnei psachim notel shmona amos. V'ashar chokim b'shav. That's the favorites like Rav Chisda. Every doorway gets four amos, but the rest is split up equally. Hay lazeh pesach rachav shmona amos, noto shmona amos, kineged ha-pesach, v'yarba amos, b'chatzer. If the doorway is 8 amos wide, then he gets 8 amos in front and 4 amos in the yard. Says the Gemara, Abba Amos Machatz Ma'ayv Detaya. What does that mean? What do you mean four Amos in the yard? So Amar Rabbi Yachi Kamar. No, it means as we've said, no Toshmona Amos Ba'orech Achatzer Ba'Abba Amos Baruch Achatzer. You get the area of 8x4 in front of the doorway because you always get four Amos going out to give room for your donkey and the load, and then 8 Amos across. That's the length of the doorway. That is what it is. It's not just solely 4x4. It could be 8x4 depending on the width of the doorway. Period. Amar Ameimar. Hi, Pera the Sufli. If somebody has a large ditch in the yard where a person throws his date pits for his machal behema. So, the question is, there also you need sometimes to go to the edge for use, to take out and to put in. So, yesh to arba amos l'chal ruach v'ruach. If somebody has a date pit in the yard, so he had just like a doorway, gets four amos. So here you have four amos on each of the sides, because you might come from any side. And this is only if you don't have a specific doorway from your house, which goes specifically to one side of that ditch. Meaning, you don't have a specific side of the ditch that you might end up going to. Aval, says the Gemara. But if there's one door of my house that faces the ditch, and basically I always go from that side, so then I only have that side. I'm not going to have from all the sides. Amar Afuna Achsadra. If somebody has an Achsadra right in front of the house, like an open area, a roofed area with like poles, but it's like an open area. So do you have Dalat Amos outside of that? Also, so Achsadra ein la dalat amos. No, you don't have four amos outside of that. Why? Time am I? Why do we give you the four extra amos in front of the doorway? Mishum pirik maso. Because you're not going to unload your bundles inside your house for one of two reasons. Rashi seems to say because there's no room in your house. There are kalim in your house. You can't fit it. The Yad Ramah says because you can't see anything in your house. It's dark. At least outside you can use the light of the moon, the light of the stars, even if it's nighttime. But says the so either way. What's the reason that we give you? Because of unloading reasons. Pirik maso. Sahacha efshe ta'ayu l'gavayu mefarik. Right? You could do it inside the achsadra. You don't need area outside the achsadra. But for both reasons. You don't usually keep kalim outside in the achsadra because it's an open place. People could steal them. And there's light in the achsadra coming in. So either way, no dalat amos outside the achsadra. Masav Rav Sheshe asked, one second, Rav Sheshe asked from the following brisa, Echad shari batim ve'echad shari achsadros, yesh le dalat amos. What do you mean? We have a brisa that says the achsadra does get four amos outside. Kitanya hahi b'achsadra de be'rav. That's talking about a different type of achsadra. An achsadra de be'rav. What's an achsadra de be'rav? Rashi. Defunos savivla. There are walls. Elashem mukvis chalonos. There are chalonos, there are some windows, but there are walls of that achsadra. So that's why it's more difficult. You can't take the bundles in. Says the Gemara, achsadra de be'rav, shita. Idrunya ba'al yehu. What do you mean? If it's achsadra de be'rav, so what's the chiddush of that brisa? That's a room. That's a regular room. So, ela ba'achsadra rumyasa. That means it has short walls. So that's already a chiddush. It's short walls, so maybe you can step over the walls, maybe a light can go in, but that's the chiddush that the brisa says, no, you have dalat amos outside that. Tana Rabbanan, Beishar Achsadra Umir Peses, Yeshlin dalat amos, a Beishar, like a little hut outside, Achsadra Umir Peses, right? Like an area, a porch in front, there's four amos outside of that. Hayu Chamisha Batem Psuchel Umir Peses, if there are five houses open to one mirpasas, meaning, let's say you have one ladder that goes up to the various mirpasot, ein lehem el adal amos bovad. You don't get, only one person is going to be using that at once. So all you need is four amos there, and for everybody. Altogether. Boy, mine Rabbi Yochanan mir Yanai, lul shaltarna golem, yishal dal amos or ein lehem el adal amos. How about the entranceway to go up to the chicken coop? How many do you need? So Amar Lai, time I should pirik maso. Hacha, matabes volim, matabes viorid. Here, you're not unloading or loading anything by the chicken coop. It's the chickens going up and down. So therefore, you don't need you don't need the dalat amos. Boy, minei rav amir of Nachmin, bayis chetzio mikura, chetzio eina mikura, yesh lo dalat amos, so ein lo dalat amos. What if you have a house, half of it is roofed, and half of it is not roofed? So the part, again, the same two svaras. The part that's not roofed, you're not going to keep kalim in there, and there's light that goes in there. So maybe you don't need the dalat amos outside, because you can just bring it into your house. So amar leo, ein lo dalat amos. He does not. Rav Nachman said he does not get Dalai Lama's outside. Why? Lo mi baya, not only kiruyo mi lagav, not only if the roofed part is further in, the efshad da ayah lagavayim afarek, and the non-roofed part is right by the door. So right when you go in, it's like you're outside. Not only is that the case where you would not get Dalai Lama's outside, elafilo kiruyo mi klapechutz, even if the unroofed part is further in, so you have to go all the way in, even there. Lamaisa, you have place in your house to unload. So we're not going to give you a separate Dalai Lamos outside the house. Good. Other societal responsibilities and limitations. We know in the days of the Talmud, houses go into chatzers go into mavuis, alleyways, eventually go into the street. What if somebody's house is open to one chatzer mavui, and he wants to open up a new pasach on the other side of his house, which will be into the other side, people's mavui. So can he do that? That's going to cause more traffic. Right, so b'nei mavui ma'akvin alav o'im ma'akvin alav. Can they prevent him from doing it? Amar le b'nei mavui ma'akvin alav. Yes. They don't want so much traffic. Says the Rashba here, this is only if it's what's called a mavui she'ena mafulash, mavui sasum. If it's a mavui mafulash, which means it's open on both sides, so people from the street are going, it's a thoroughfare anyway. Your opening your door to the back is not going to make such a big difference. So the only time that the b'nei mavui can be ma'akev, says the Rashba, is if it's not a mavui mafulash. Period. Achsanya lefi b'nei adam mischalakas. Olafi psachim is chalakes. When you have an achsanya, when you have various groups of army of soldiers, that the Bnei Ha'ir have to give them achsanya. So how many groups go into, if they have an apartment? Does it go by the number of people in the apartment? Does it go to how many doorways? Which, as we said before, has special significance. So Amar Leila, Fi B'nei Adam is Chalakes. It goes by B'nei Adam. How many people in there? The more people, so then the Rashi says, Lefi B'nei Adam Hadarim Babayis. There's more people, so then there's less room in there, so then there would be less responsibility. Or you could just the opposite. Maybe more people, so there's more. There's bigger room. Right, there's more people live there, so there's more. Either way. Tani Nami Hachi, Brisa also says, sometimes you go by Lefi B'nei Adam, Zevel Shebechatzer. If there's a garbage pile that people throw the garbage in the yard and eventually it becomes fertilizer, so what's the percentage of the fertilizer that each house gets? Mischalekas Lefi Psachim, goes by the Psachim. Achsanya Lefi B'nei Adam. But Achsanya, as we just said, goes by B'nei Adam. Period. Amar Rav Huna, Echad mi b'nei mavui shebikesh listom keneged pischo. What if the b'nei mavui wants to close up keneged pischo? Right, he doesn't want, like we said before, he has the Dalai Lamas and he wants to build a wall around his Dalai Lamas. So he can't do that. B'nei mavui ma'akvin alav. Shemar ba'alein azaderech. But as we said before, the Rashba highlights, it's not that he owns those amos in front. He has the chusish tamshus. But if you're going to do something to block the usage, other people are going to have to walk around that. They're not going to be able to go through anymore. You're not going to do that. Even though it's not yours. It's not yours, kinyan aguf. And therefore, it's just a schus hishtamshus. Meisve, is that really true? That all the bnei amavui could be ma'akev. But look at the following braisa. Chamesh chatzeros psuchos lamavui. Kulan mishtamshos. Let's say you have yards going into a mavui, and at the end of the mavui is the street. So, the one all the way back, deep into the mavi, away from the street, basically nobody walks there except himself. Right? He, the one all the way in, though, walks in front of all the other ones. And as you get deep, the one right next to the street, everybody walks through. Right, so says the Braisa. Chamesh chatzeros psuchos l'mavui, 5 yards, open up into the mavui. Kulan mishtamshos im achitzona, v'achitzona mishtameshos la'atzma. They all use that front area, the first section in front of the first chatzer. V'ashar mishtamshos im ashniya, v'ashniya mishtameshos la'atzma. And the others, they use the second one, u'mishtameshos machitzona, and the second one uses the outer one too. Nimseis pnimis mishtameshos la'atzma, u'mishtameshos akol achad v'achas. The one that's all the way in, Mishtameshes la'atzma, she has her own, that one has her own space, and Mishtameshes in kolachas va'achas. So what do you see from there? It sounds like there's not a schus on the chitzona to be ma'akev on the panimis. It sounds like the panimis has his own, right, has his own area. So what do you mean? Rav Huna said before, Rav Huna just made the statement that if you want to build a wall around your area, everybody can be ma'akev everybody. Sounds like from here, you can only be ma'akev if you use that area. But let's say the bala chatzer that's all the way in, they can do whatever they want. because nobody's using that area. Nobody goes there. So Kasha, so Gemara says Tanoi, it's really a machlokas Tanoim. Can you prevent that, even though it's not really bothering you, but it's still fundamentally part of the mavui? The Tanya, Echem b'nei mavui shebikish lahachzir pischol mavui acher b'nei mavui ma'akven alav hayasasim ubikish laposcho ein b'nei mavui ma'akven alav divrei Rabbi. If it was sasim and you want to open it, the b'nei mavui cannot be ma'akev. Meaning it was sasim, it was one time a doorway, then you closed it up. Now you want to open it again. You can't be ma'akev, because originally it was already used for one, so then it has chazaka that it's okay. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, chamesh chatziris psuchas l'mavui, kulan mishtamshas b'mavui zuim zu. Says the Gemara, chatziris ma'adakar shmaya, who mentioned chatzero, so chisurim mechzer v'achiktani, add in a line. V'chein, chamesh chatziris psuchas l'mavui, kulan mishtamshas v'achitzona, v'achitzona mishtamshas v'atzma, v'chulu divrei Rabbi. And Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, chamesh chatziris psuchas l'mavui, kulan mishtamshas b'mavui, they could eat. So the machlokas Rebbe and Shimon Elazar is really the machlokas Tanoim. Do the Bnei Amavui have rights to block something, some area, even in a place where they don't have, they don't usually walk through? So that's the machlokas Tanoim, whether they have those rights. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots as we continue here in Perek HaShutfin, and tomorrow we talk about Nevuah a little bit. Nevuah as compared to Chachma. What do we have, Bizman Hazeh? Important line on tomorrow's Gemara as we continue. Okay, we'll stop here.